Hey guys, awesome episodes today. Friends with benefits problems and a breakup on New Year's that'll break your heart. Check it out, enjoy, share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train Jared Fried coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'm going to say it one more goddamn time. I'll say it one more time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to flip it on you. That's what I do. The old oop-de-loop. Flip it on you. You got to keep telling a friend. It's the new year. New year, new you, new podcast, new me, new J Train, new relationship, new listeners. That's what I want. That's what I need. That's what I yearn for. Okay? Tell a friend. Tell a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa. Here's the easiest way, and I get it. We live in a time where everyone is telling you to do their thing. Oh, you gotta watch! You gotta watch the fabulous unicorn on Netflix. You gotta watch it. Oh, and after the third season, it gets good. So take 7 years and watch the first 3 seasons, and then on the 8th year, you're gonna have a good show. I understand it. We're hit up a lot.
Constantly.
Every day, people watch this, listen to this, read that, go to the doctor. Shut up, Mom. I will.
Go to the doctor, though.
I should go to the doctor.
Yeah.
My yearly checkup's coming up. I'm just saying. I get that we're bombarded with suggestions and thoughts and people, and nobody wants you to watch their show. Nobody really gives a shit.
Nope.
Right, Shelby?
That check has already cleared for them.
Yeah, they've already gotten their entertainment. Mm-hmm. Now they're trying to live, they're trying to bathe in the mud, a pig in shit of their, oh, look how smart I am for watching this thing. I'm going to bring on our guest because I feel like she'll be a great part of this conversation. But I got to bring you in because an OKP, original key player, Allison Leiby, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
A fan
favorite. Happy to be here.
A fan favorite. It's always good to have you.
They love me.
Don't you feel like when people suggest their shit, you're like...
Their shit that they make or their shit that they like?
The shit they like.
I don't want...
Shit they make, people are better about that. They're like, yeah. You can look at... You know, I wrote this thing.
Right.
You know, it's a little embarrassing. Yeah. It's self-serving. I think when someone's like, watch Breaking Bad... It's actually,
you have a thing against Breaking Bad. This has been a years long vendetta.
First season, very slow. No one admits to it. If you can get through the first season, I guess I'm sure it's good. But I was like, no, I got things to do. Get moving along.
I watched that recovering from spine surgery. So yeah. I was like, honestly, anything at this point. Is
sure.
Good. I will watch anything.
Anything to take my mind away from these nightmares.
Yes.
Of
my life.
Surgery. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... Also, like, then I just want to know the track record. Like, if somebody's like, you should watch this show, I love it. I'm like, I need to know everything else you like to be...
That's a great point.
Like, what, I need to know what you're... Like, you, do you put ketchup on eggs? Get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah. You're a ketchup egg person and Breaking Bad. Guess you're done... I'm done with your suggestions forever.
Yeah, I don't need to trust your taste. It sucks.
You should have to say, in the same sentence of when you tell someone to do something, you should also tell them your favorite song, your favorite... childhood TV show, and what would be another thing that, like, I want to know, like if you
to come, like establish if we would have similar tastes.
Well, it's more to establish your thoughtfulness.
Yeah,
like when someone fixes you up,
yes,
and they go, "Oh, I got the person for you." It's different than there's a guy over here that's in a garbage can,
right?
You know, like
stop talking about my type.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like the idea, like, if you are a fan, if you're a 90s kid and you're like, oh, I'm a Green Bay Packers fan, I'm a Bulls fan, and you should watch these TV shows, I'd be like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Your whole life, your whole life is front running.
Yes.
I don't give a shit.
I don't need to know what you like. I can just open up like any list of stuff and be like, okay, number one.
There it is. In. That's the thing. And like, it is when you say like you should watch.
Also, don't Black say Mirror. You should watch. I think you'd like is like a way to that. Like if somebody phrased it like that, I'd be even more interested.
You know,
like,
I thought of you. Well, that's the best way to
then I'm like, there's something about it that like that's why I'd be into.
Totally. And that's why this podcast works for suggesting to come back to the point.
Yes.
Because
this whole thing was self-promotion.
Yeah, this is all about me. Well, that's what we need to remember. That's what everyone out there needs to remember. Anytime someone asks you, tells you a show to watch, a podcast to listen to, it's about them.
Yeah.
Not you.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit about you.
They want you to come back and be like, that was good. You were right.
You win.
Like, cool.
You're the taste
you
master.
Did it.
Oh my God. I'm coming to you for everything. You're my new E network.
It's so stupid.
It's so stupid. And I see it on them because I'll say it on stage. I didn't watch Breaking Bad. And someone in the crowd will inevitably go, ugh. As almost like they're waving I'm a culturista flag.
Yeah.
And it's annoying.
It's judgy.
It's judgy. We just have to, sift through so much bullshit these days, it feels like.
Just let people like what they like.
Yeah.
Who cares?
That's why
I love trash. Like,
I love trash. I mean, I put up Dr. Pimple Popper. I started watching and I put it on my Instagram stories.
They were some of my favorite, like your reactions.
I could not get over it.
Just like screaming at the TV.
That's the whole show.
Yeah.
What I love about that show is that TV, when you start trying to like, you know, for the listeners at home, you might, whatever your business is your business. But I'm saying, you know, for us, when we go and pitch TV shows and you see like what people respond to a pitch with.
Oh, yeah.
And what gets producers in the production world. And tonight, you know, The Bachelor starts and you see that. Someone told me that they're like, you burp all the time on the show. I was like,
because you're like Robert Durst.
Is that what he does?
Yeah, through his documentary before he admitted to killing a woman.
We're all that's season 12. So I what was I saying?
I don't know.
We're off the rails. We're off
this, really.
We're off the rails here. This is crazy. Shelby lost the sound drop for that. I was saying something. I was on to something.
The Bachelors tonight. The producers, we know about shows.
You realize that a producer is a very different job than a creator.
Oh, yes.
The producer's job is to hear what you say and go, how do I get people to do that stupid thing?
Right.
And it's like The Bachelor, basically these producers are in the contestants' ears being like, you know who said something about you to this person?
Yeah.
And then they're trying to like, and ask leading questions and get this show to
Why don't you like how you look in bathing suit? Like,
exactly.
What? I didn't say I didn't.
Why didn't your mother hug you?
Right.
You know, like that whole thing. So, you know, when we pitch a show or we talk to people in the production world about shows, you start to understand like how dumb and meaningless
everything
TV show is.
Yes.
Dr. Pimple Popper is the best because she was a huge, and you start to see what people see to think will be TV shows.
Yes.
So Dr. Pimple Popper is great because you know what happened. She had a huge Instagram account where all she did was pop pimples, and someone goes, that's the show.
Right.
And all they do on the show.
And then I shred my pilot.
And then you've written for like 6 months to do like, I got the genius pilot, and someone goes, female lead, I don't know.
Do you have a million Instagram followers for pus?
Exactly. That's
literally what it is.
That's literally what it is. Pimple Popper's huge.
The shoehorning in of the holiday stuff in that episode you watched was so crazy.
For those at home who don't know, Dr. Pimple Popper was an Instagram account where all she does is pop pimples and different skin type thing.
They've evolved beyond pimples. They're not.
Oh
pimples.
My God!
They're just organs.
There was a hump on one dude's back that I was like, "This is the most insane thing." And what you realize from Dr. Pimple Popper is that, you know, beauty just costs money.
Yes.
And these people, she does an inpatient procedure. They come in for an hour, And they're like, it is one of those things that it feels like a 15-minute procedure.
Right.
Where if they just had $1,000, they could do it.
Right.
And because she can do it for free on the show.
Right.
Now they have this opportunity to get rid of a fucking ball that's attached to their ear. Yeah, yeah.
They've seen those on YouTube, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to see a gross pop. And then they bring out a very tiny, like, scalpel. I'm like, I didn't sign up for this.
It's minor, it's like minor surgery. And, you know, no surgery is minor unless it's done on someone else. But it's like the idea, but and then they did, so what they did, they're like, we're going to fit as many pops as possible into a show.
Right.
And then they did a Christmas episode where she has to literally turn this into a Christmas pun.
Yes. Everything's like puns and references. And I'm like, who's writing this? Yes.
This woman.
Is it union? Can I do it?
Please get me in. This woman had balls attached to her ear because they were like impacted. Basically, she went to get her ears pierced and the person fucked up. So then it created these like balls on her ear. So they had to like singe the balls off. And she goes, and Dr. Pimplepopper walks in and she goes, ooh, you have ornaments on your ears.
And it's so crazy. It's so funny.
And then one dude had a woman's
at the doctor for a medical issue.
A medical issue that she said she's had them for like 20 years on her ears, walking around with these big fucking things on her ears. And the woman's like, and Dr. Pimplepopper is kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
Like in the way that certain people don't know they're being an asshole. Like, I don't think she's trying to be an asshole, but she talks to people the way I don't know how to explain it the best, but the way Dr. Pimplepopper talks to people, it's like, it's kind of like how people who speak English as a second language are too honest.
Yes.
You know, like they'll be like, oh, you're fat.
Right.
And you're like, what did you just say to me?
It's like, you can't say that to someone.
Yeah, yeah, that's not how you say you're curvy. You know, like that's not how we speak here.
Yes. Politely. So it's like very bare bones, just like factual information.
So Pimplepopper, one time she looked at some guy had like a thing on his leg and she goes, ooh, that's a snowman. And then she draws a snowman around
these two giant like orbs. Like
that this guy is the most self-conscious about.
Yes. It's a crazy show.
It's a crazy show. All of this
is to say. And there's cameras now.
And there's cameras.
My worst fear has been realized.
Yeah, now. Yes. Not only are you drawing a snowman on the thing that makes me stay up at night, that I'm the reason I'm single.
Yeah.
Now let's put it on TV.
At least no one will see the doctor make fun of my weird ball. Oh, wait, the cameras are on.
Oh, this is on TLC?
You're hilarious, Dr. Lee.
It's so crazy.
All of this is to say that you should. Now, here's my suggestion.
Yeah.
That's what bothers me about suggestions. No one's ever like, you gotta watch Dr. Pimplepopper. Right. It's always like, you have to watch The Dictionary. Right. You have to.
Coming to Showtime in 2020. The Dictionary.
The Dictionary.
Patricia Clarkson.
Patricia Clarkson is The Dictionary. She just reads words. And I'm smart because I watch a show where they read words.
Yes.
And it's craziness. So a lot of this show, this podcast, I like to relate everything back to the podcast.
That's what we're doing.
We're here to cut through the shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just got a question over text. This is going to get me in trouble.
What?
This is ringing the alarm. I have a lady now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have a lady now. So now she's farming me out to her friends to help with their dating issues. You know,
you're like, I'm on the clock.
Yeah, it's like dating a doctor.
Yes. Can you look at this rash?
Take a look at this rash. I get called in. Take a look at this text.
Yes.
So
rash.
Also rash. So the question was, I'm coming. The friend is coming to New York City. She's got a guy that she had, the friend has a guy that she's had sex with before.
Okay.
And she wants to open up the doors to having sex again.
Having sex again.
While she's in town.
Okay.
Totally normal. Totally. Yeah. I get why she has the question.
Yep.
I get why she wants to fuck.
Yep.
There's nothing.
Makes sense.
It all makes sense. That's why you come to Papa J Train, the King of Brunch.
Yes.
The Wizard of Weddings. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
That's why we do the show, because this is the no judgment zone.
Yeah.
We don't
Zero
sit here.
Judgment.
None. I'm not sitting here going, you want
except for ketchup on eggs.
Yeah, if you have ketchup on eggs,
I will come to your house and kill you.
I'll spit on your family. I'll spit on their graves. Okay, unless you mix the ketchup.
No.
What do you no?
Well, I don't like ketchup.
You gotta let people know that before you give this judge, because a sriracha ketchup mix.
Sure, I get. Yeah, because I like a hot sauce. So.
Yeah, I put the hot sauce in the ketchup.
But me not liking ketchup is very polarizing.
Nothing. You won't put ketchup on anything.
I don't like it at all.
I could see why
I only don't like five foods, but that's one of them.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Tuna?
No.
Can't stand
it. Cannot be in the same room as it.
I can't. Grilled tuna, love
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Love an ahi.
We are so... People get offended.
Yes.
When you say you don't eat tuna. Because they... To them, that's like the comfort food.
Yeah.
Like that's,
and
like,
I'm like, ew.
It is the
we
most...
We didn't eat canned food in my house.
Ugh. My dad once looked at my brother and I and goes, this is a conversation we had. He looked at us, he goes, my biggest disappointment. Like, this is the speech you'd give to someone that fucking, like, killed the cat.
Yeah.
At a young age.
Yes.
My biggest disappointment is that I couldn't get you both to like a tuna melt.
Ugh, I know.
Even the word tuna melt makes me want to jump out the fucking window.
My office mate, who I love, used to get a tuna sandwich for lunch, and I would come back in the office and I'd be like, you had tuna in here. I have to go work somewhere else.
It's fishy. It's weird. It's mayonnaise-y. Shelby's shocked.
You don't like canned tuna?
No.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to talk about it.
I love it.
That's the thing.
It's cat food.
People love it.
The salt, it's like some salt taste for
stop
you.
It.
No.
Stop it.
Oh, God. I want to throw up.
I hate tuna so much that it took me till adulthood to like chicken salad.
Oh,
and
love chicken salad's great.
Chicken salad.
That's how much
I wouldn't even look at chicken
salad. I also didn't like it until recently. And I have to make it myself.
This is the thing. Because tuna salad and...
They're cousins.
They're cousins. They're always next to each other.
Right.
They might touch on the salad.
Or it's like they might look similar enough that you could make a mistake.
Yes.
I don't want that world.
My tuna haters out there, unite.
We're here for you.
Tweet me at JTrain.
Bumblebee.
What's that?
I'm not talking about like Bumblebee.
I don't care if it's high end. I don't care if it comes.
It could be the nicest can of tuna.
Fancy Italian tuna here.
No. Grilled tuna or bust.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that matters. It's so
I can't.
Ugh. My dad puts ketchup on pasta.
No, come on.
Those people are out there.
That is deeply upsetting.
Those people are out there. That's it. That's an
dad.
Out there thing. Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. It's a lot of ketchup there.
Yeah, Larry David chiming in. We were talking about something.
I don't know.
Shelby, you on this?
We're saying no judgment.
Oh,
except for ketchup on eggs. And then we got to tuna. So judgment on food, but not on lifestyle.
So the lady's friend's issue is coming to New York, has a guy whose penis has been checked out, which for women, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
They had great sex before. Now they want to have, she's thinking, I want to have great sex again. And I would text this. I go, the thing when you're visiting a town where someone you've had sex with is there.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to feel like they're responsible for your trip.
Right.
So especially someone that you had a one night stand with.
Right. Yeah.
They want to go,
this girl out and like.
Sure. And they want to be nice. And
right.
And I understand them wanting to be nice, but you're putting it. So a lot of girls will be like, we should get drinks. When you say this, we should get drinks. That is a plan.
Yeah.
That's asking him, hey, make a plan for us that night.
Yeah.
That's not what he wants.
No.
That's not even what you want.
No.
If you're looking to just bang.
Right. My move, I guess, would be to be like, I'm going to make a bunch of plans with the other people I'm seeing. And
then be
like, hey, I'm going to be out XYZ nights, or like, we're going to be in the West Village. Like,
absolutely.
Text me if you're around. I want to hang.
So I texted. I said, this is the text I would send. Hey, I'll be in NYC this weekend. I'll be hopping around for a bit, but I'd love to see if you're out later that night or later Friday or Saturday night. I'm sure I'll be out drinking with some friends.
Great.
That's
the text.
Hey, I'm out. I'm here,
but it's like non-committal.
Sure, and I'm looking for an 11:30 meetup for where we hang, and it's not that weird. She comes back with, I'm not trying to get fucked in New York. I'm not trying. And I'm like,
wait, she sent that to him or her response to you?
To me.
What she should send him.
That was the discussion. The response to the discussion. It's like, basically it turned into like, stop judging me for why I want to. And I'm like,
right, what? Not judging.
No.
Get some. Like,
get some, girl. I literally wrote, get it, girl. I go, no get judgment. This is why you can't get it, girl.
Get it, girl.
And I even said, I was like, you and you know, you and my girl, you guys go trolling for dudes. I go, the fact is, you're coming to New York City where there's plenty of penis.
Yes.
This is someone that you're saying, I'll be out looking.
Yeah.
You're invited to the party.
Yeah.
But even that puts her in the position of, you don't even have to take it.
Right.
He could text on Friday and be like,
and she
hey,
can
like,
never mind.
She can say, never mind. That's what you really want. You don't want to get in a position where, well, drinks at 9.
Right.
He doesn't want to do that. You don't want to do that. That's not what we're looking for. Yeah. We're looking for, you're in this neighborhood. I'm nearby. I'll come by.
Right.
And then we fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but what happens is sometimes you give this advice and it becomes, some people don't know how to take the advice.
Yes.
You ever give someone advice and then I've given advice
almost
to people.
Stop telling people what to do.
This is what we do here. But I can't stop telling people what to do. Or no, I can't have that. But I get a lot of times when I give advice, mm-hmm. it turns into a judgment on me. Where I'll be like,
they judge you for the advice you give?
Basically, yeah. Mm. Well, like it's kind of how this turned into it. Like, then there.
Now she thinks you're judging her for wanting to have sex, and you're
exactly.
like, I'm not. I'm just telling you what
I do.
And
that is a judgment on me that I'm
right.
a judgy person.
Yes,
you know,
it's a
judgment.
It's
a circle
an ecosystem.
Of judgment. Yeah. The circle of judgment, Hakuna Matata. I would say this to anyone that would write into this show.
Yeah,
like.
That
but
would be the move.
That's the hardest advice to give is when someone goes, well, that's what you think.
It's, right. like, but you
asked
me.
Why'd you fucking come here?
You asked me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is
I'm
what I think.
I'm the king of sluts.
Do you want me to give you a different, like what someone else would say? Ask them.
Well, that's why you're here. Allison Libby's here.
We haven't answered any questions.
Allison, we answered this girl kind of.
This
and
is
if
true.
Someone had a like question, they got an answer there.
Yeah.
At Allison Libby on Instagram. Go follow. So funny. Wait, you've been, so I think we could tell, you've been opening for Alana Glazer.
Good friend Alana Glazer.
That's
been very fun.
That's got to be cool. That's like
we have a good time.
She's a legitimately famous
Yes. It's
person.
Like when we're at the airport, like people like stop her constantly.
Sure.
Like
she also has a look.
Yeah. She's got like that curly hair and she's got that curly hair. Like she's very identifiable.
Absolutely.
To like people who know who she
is.
And
the shows are fun. People
the shows
come out.
Are so they're just like, we were in Charlotte and like, I don't know. I mean, I think like there's certainly like fun, liberal, progressive parts of the South, but
sure.
I don't know which ones they are.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, what is this going to be? Like, what are we? And it was just like, she brings out like fun.
Yeah.
Super female, queer, diverse, like awesome crowds that are just
sure.
like there to have fun. Like they're
weed
not
and
there
all
to
their
judge.
Purses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody there had weed with them.
That's great.
It was the best.
Yeah. She's kind of like a symbol for what like a lot, I would think a lot of like younger women like aspire to be.
Yes.
Like cool, fun,
yeah.
You know,
does what she wants to do.
Having sex. Mm-hmm. In working,
doing drugs, having
you know,
a good time.
Yeah. She kind of like has that she like symbolizes like a certain version of a woman that
yes.
I could see people
yeah.
wanting.
A
to
very
be.
Modern,
yeah,
like, younger.
Well,
woman.
That's very cool. So if you guys go out and see Alana, you'll see Allison.
Yeah, I've been going out with her, and I think she's going to be going out again, like really to a bunch of cities, like later this year. So.
Awesome, and go follow Allison at Allison Libby on Instagram. It's on my Instagram. I'll be pushing her out. Let's do some emails before
let's
we get there.
It.
We're sponsored, people. Oh, I love this sponsor. Mapalim. This is a new one, and they've been around for the last few episodes. Shelby, we have the... They send us things to say, and I like what they have to say, but I just want to let you know that Mapalim is all over my bathroom, and Allison even went in my bathroom, came out and goes, wow, it's nice in there. You have some nice stuff,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
it
and
is an
clean.
Elevated. It's an elevated form of male grooming product,
and it looked right in there. I was just like, this looks like what you would want to see in like the best version of a man's bathroom.
A man. This is what we're saying, and that's what Mapalim. If you're a woman out there with a boyfriend, great to buy for them. If you're a woman out there with a dad, great for him. If you're a guy out there, you should have gotten it yesterday because it is just, and it's all natural products that are elevated. And I can't stress that enough. And it's a direct, elevated direct to consumer. So make the mailman work for you. Have them bring you the nice stuff. When you go in the store, I get it. There's so many choices and you're looking around. You're like, ah, I'll just get, you know, the Dragon's Cum soap. You know, the one that makes me look the most like a man.
Right.
I don't want to walk out. This comes to your door. It's in a clean, beautiful packaging. It's all natural ingredients and it's from the Mediterranean.
I mean, that's where all the best things come from.
That's where it all comes from. That's why, you know, all this Mediterranean, if you've been to the Mediterranean, you know, you're like, oh, skin just immediately better.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, look at Allison sighed from Mediterranean. Mapalim is all about the Mediterranean lifestyle of enjoying the good things in life, the pleasures of simple luxury, indulging the things you love, taking that extra minute in the morning to invest in yourself. I'll tell you this. So here's how you get some free money and go to mapalim.com. That's mapalim.com. Promo code JTRAIN for 10% off. That's 10% off at mapalim.com. That's mapalim.com. Promo code JTRAIN. I especially love the hair paste. The beard and hair oil is
that's important.
Great.
It's winter. Things get dry.
Very wintry.
Stay on top of it.
The shampoo and conditioner is fantastic. Those all have JTRAIN seal of approval. You're going to love it. So we're going to like bust through some emails. You ready, Allison?
I'm ready.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We got Shelby here. We got Allison. We're going to just bust through. You know the show.
I know the drill.
JTrain Shelby and wonderfully hilarious guest. I'm a big fan of the podcast. Listening for years now, I've gotten my podcast listening friends to tune in. Consider yourself feathered. Feather, baby. Let's get to it. So I have this guy I met on Tinder at the beginning of last year. The beginning of last year.
What does that mean?
When was this sent?
This was sent 12 hours ago.
Wow.
Okay, so
this is a year in the making.
2018?
Let's call
what it. What is it now? It's, help.
Yeah, I don't even know what day of the week it is anymore.
No fucking idea.
Oh, also, can I make a quick announcement? Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah. Hurry up.
Okay, I'll hurry up.
Waste a lot of time.
If you're listening and you live within the realms of St. Louis, Missouri. Shelby, you lived there for 5 years.
Correct.
I got a show coming. A live JTRAIN podcast. Special guest. Listener emails. Dating app profile makeovers. We're going to go through your texts. It's going to be an event. These shows, these live shows are the best. Shelby, they're our most listened to episodes.
People go nuts for them. It's a whole different show.
It's a different show. It's the show. It's the essence of this podcast. And then it's just sprayed in your face with a drink in your hand.
Fun.
Whether you went like to Eureka, Lafayette, Marquette.
Those are all places that sound like Missouri places.
Rockwood County.
Rockwood. Sure. What's the rich area? We want those people.
Yeah.
Probably, Rockwood County.
Okay. Just those people especially. Yeah. We want your money. So listen, St. Louis, I'm going to be at Helium Comedy Club the 17th. The link is on my website, jaredfree.com. Special guest, come. Get tickets and encourage the friends to come. Bring a crew. It's always more fun with a lot of people.
Helium's a nice club, too.
Helium's a nice club.
It's newer. That's very new.
It's new. I think that's why we're having trouble getting people out there. People don't know about it.
There is one, but it's so old. Like, even the waitresses were, like, old as shit, and so people didn't want to go. But now this is, like...
Can you imagine being like, I'm not going there. The waitresses are too old. Talk about ageism.
God damn it.
Like, can you imagine being
I can't have a woman over 60 handing me a drink.
Oh, they exist.
I don't want to see them.
Can you imagine the owner being like, we can't keep hiring old waitresses. Nobody will come. They don't want to look at them.
I think you could even smoke in there. That's how old it was.
Really?
I think so. I could be wrong.
Listen, Helium Comedy Club, January 17th. That's like... It's coming up. It's like 10 days away. Come. Bring a crew. It's going to be a lot of fun. Beyond that, I'm in Stanford at a brewery. All on my website, jaredfree.com. But St. Louis, that's the one we're harping on. I have this guy I met on Tinder at the beginning of last year. We went on a few dates, but it didn't really work out. A few months later, we started talking again, ended up hooking up. Then kind of just kept in touch via social media, snaps, Instagram. You know how it goes. I do. Mm-hmm. But in October, we had got together and hooked up again and have been regularly since.
Okay,
this makes sense. I don't want to date him. We've tried that. We just don't fit each other's lives that way. We are legit just friends who have sex. Both have gone on dates with other people in recent weeks, and we don't really talk outside of the bedroom. But frankly, your girl likes having sex with him and would like to keep doing it until one of us is dating and in a relationship. See, that's very difficult. I hear where she's at.
I've been there for long periods of time, and ultimately it still doesn't work for... Like it will fall apart.
There's a time limit to it. Yeah. And that's the thing.
It can be years. You could do it for years. I've done it for years.
But you can really only run in place for so long at the stoplight.
Yeah.
You know? Like, because that's what this is.
Yeah.
It's just two people being like, yeah, we're just going to hang here for a second in this part of life. But like life does go.
Yeah. And also like it does stop you from like, even if you think like, I don't want to date him. I want to date somebody else. I'm out there. I'm looking. I'm dating. Like, your sexual needs are getting met. So, like, the urgency and, like, the real, like...
Yeah, it's...
It does take you out of the game a little
bit. It's like having $100. If you put $50 in one place, if you have $100 to invest and you put $75 into one account, it's being invested in that account.
Right.
You can't really give your whole $100 to somebody else.
Right.
And... She writes, so I guess I'm asking if it's even possible or will ultimately one of us get bored. Yes.
Yeah.
And you guys are just, at some point, someone in that friends with benefits zone realizes that they are a second option to this new
other thing.
Other things.
Yes.
And that just doesn't feel good as much as we all think we're beyond it.
Yeah, we all think like, now I'm just having fun, no string sex. We like each other, but not enough to like ultimately it does.
Ultimately the sex part goes the enjoyment of the sex part goes down.
Right.
And the frustration of the why does this person keep canceling last second goes up.
Right. Yes.
Because that's what normally happens. Both of you like each other. You're fun with each other. But then at some point, you don't want to disappoint each other.
Yeah.
So you end up being like, wait a minute. I'm giving you the sex.
Right.
You don't want to come here anymore. And it's like, they're just doing what you asked them to do.
Right. Which is just, to be like a second rate. Like, I mean, you can do it for a while. And like, there's, especially at the beginning of the year, there's nothing wrong with like, just kind of fucking around for a while.
Sure.
Like, get your shit together a little bit. But like, know that like, there is an expiration date on it. And like, it doesn't.
She writes, how do I ask him if this is still a thing he's ever into? How should I go about keeping things interesting? Maybe some fun ways to ask him to come over? Or should I really just give up? Would love your input. It's somewhere in between the two. It's not giving up.
Yeah.
But it's also not putting the time. I don't think.
Don't try and find new. Don't try and spice things up with someone you don't want to date.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like,
that is
that energy needs to be spent on somebody that you do want to be with.
I totally agree. The spice of this is
that
you
dating.
Owe each other nothing. Right. You know, like that's the fun part.
Right. Now you're kind of like tiptoeing into the world of like it being almost more like a relationship. Yeah. And I think like to keep it going, it needs to not feel like one at all.
And I get why women get this way, because there's a lot of women, right, with this similar problem.
Yeah.
And I do understand. Because men, their whole lives talked about wanting sex, needing sex, going after girls. And then the minute they go, the minute the girl's like, I'm here. I'm here for the fucking.
Fuck me.
And then the guy goes, I'm going to, you know, is the minute she feels turned down. But that's not what it is.
But it's hard not to feel that. Like,
absolutely.
To be like, what? I want to have, like, also, like, I don't know how old she is, but like. Your mid-30s, all I want to do is have sex.
Yeah.
I, like, can't.
The
I'm, like,
prime.
Non-functional, but I'm, like, not seeing anyone. So I'm just like, fuck.
I mean, imagine having that happen at 18. That's the...
But, like, I have responsibilities now. I didn't have responsibilities at 18. I could have just been, like, having a lot of sex. And instead, right now, I'm just like, oh, I'm supposed to go to this meeting, but, like, I guess I'll just masturbate again.
I guess... The crowd is very upset for you.
Yeah.
No, I hear it. It's...
But it does... What you said is correct.
But like, also, the other thing she has to realize is this guy will never be straight up with you.
Right.
He's never going to look at you and go, hey, I'm going to go out there and see what else. I'm going to try and find a new friends with benefit.
Yeah, you're never going to actually end this the way you would end a real relationship.
It's just going to, yeah. Guys are a lot like depression era children.
Sure.
Where it's like any food in front of us, we got to eat.
Yeah.
And then we got to also put away the leftovers. So, so with a friends with benefits situation, he's going to, and I know this sounds horrible, but he's going to consider you leftovers.
Yeah.
I'll keep you in the fridge for later in case I get right. hungry.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of guys are doing. And a lot of women are like, I'm here for the sex. He keeps responding. I'm like, yeah,
course.
That's your grandmother who says, eat your whole plate.
Right.
That's the same person.
Yes.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Yo, JTrain, Shelby to see him guests. @AllisonLibby. Go follow. Have you ever thought of your nutsack as the crystal ball people have to feather to get a fortune told? Ooh, I like that.
Use it.
JTrain, the Zoltar of Z swipes. Shelby, it's a stretch. It's also an old reference that people have to Google right now.
Yeah, no, everybody's just like, who's Penny Marshall?
Yeah, let me get into it. A very cute girl started following me on Insta. I have pretty normal profile and post more pictures of scenic things than of myself. I followed her back and noticed that she's recently single. I tried making small talk over Instagram stories, but they've all been short. Is she into me or are my IG posts just fire? Thanks in advance. P.S. included a screenshot of what my profile looks like for reference. His profile is here. Okay. As a woman, how do you respond to his profile's look?
I'm bored.
Yeah.
It's not it's definitely not.
I mean, he's in that one with the cartoon hugging him.
Yeah, I guess.
The problem with your Instagram profile, as I see it, is it looks like you take yourself super seriously.
Yes.
When you have the scenic shots, when it's not a business profile, when you're not when your bio doesn't say.
Which is like you.
Sure. If your bio said, I'm a photographer. Or aspiring photographer, whatever anything. It might be, and it's just these like really scenic, you're like, ugh, do I have to stand next to this guy on a date while he's fucking, you know, zooming in on a pigeon?
Yeah.
You know, like, what the fuck?
What do you think photographers do?
I don't know. You ever see that where someone like, you see someone taking what will be a horrible Instagram post?
Ugh.
They're like
when I was
in
Aruba,
leaf.
It was just looking down the beach. It was just like just people doing that.
Talking about me right now.
You have the big camera.
I figure this guy does.
I don't know.
Oh, because it's nice?
Maybe. I'm not looking at your computer.
Here, take a look. Is this a nice camera? This is great radio, Shelby.
Yeah, this is really something.
I mean, I'm just saying this is something Shelby, yeah, yours would look similar to this, I guess. But I'm saying, why would she?
But right, why would she follow? Like
she followed you maybe because she likes the pictures.
Yeah, she might like the pictures.
And she's like, this makes me, you know, whatever.
Look, I follow a lot of people, and then because I like their pictures, and then I like forget, and I'm like, why am I following this?
Yeah, I remember
now that I look at it.
Totally been in that thing. I think when you message someone over Instagram stories that and they're going short. That means you have to go somewhere with the message, especially with someone you don't know.
Yeah, it can't just be like a reply that's like, ooh, that looks fun. And then it's like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know you. What are we talking?
Yeah, we have no reason to be talking.
Especially if you respond to someone's Instagram stories that you guys just followed out of the blue, which no judgment of either move.
No.
She followed you. You follow back. You're like, hey, you're cute. You need to admit to that fact.
Yeah.
You need to say, hey, when you respond to an Instagram stories. This you could write LOL by the way. Like if they post something funny, LOL by the way, I started following you because I saw you follow me. You seem kind of cool and cute. We should get together sometime.
Right.
That's not a bad way to message somebody.
No, I would like if I were the woman in that situation, I would rather that than this like weird like game of ping pong where it's just like short messages here. And I'm like, what am I doing with this?
Totally.
Like,
it's
the same with we talk about with dating apps. It's just like, just set a plan. Just like acknowledge what's happening and like meet me or like, I don't need a pen pal.
Go for it or don't. Also like you can, and the difference between the apps and this is like, I do understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
There needs to be the apps. You're like, I'm there for dating.
Right, there's
I'm
a purpose. That's why you're matching.
That's why you live in this reality. This You live on Instagram because you like pictures because it's Instagram.
Right.
Nobody's
literally
there.
Candy.
Yes. Can't brain candy.
It's not a. I mean, we could turn anything into a dating app, but it's not by design a dating app.
So you have to admit that you are now using this as a dating app.
Yes.
Which is totally fine.
Right.
That's the same thing. Just like a bar.
Yes.
You're at a bar to drink. If you go up to someone in the bar, hey, I'd love your number.
Right.
You wouldn't just go up to them and be like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Let's fuck.
Let's do it.
Yeah, like yeah. It wouldn't go that way.
Well, there are people that do that.
There are people. Yeah, they're just not. That's not great.
But there's, the ROI isn't very good.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Date, get to know, then sex, or the other way around?
Ooh.
Train, love the show. Thanks for taking my email. I feel like I'm Larry King now. I'm a 25-year-old living life and trying to get into the dating scene. I've been single since I was 21 and honestly haven't been on a date in years. I can't even remember. However, I've met numerous guys and hung out with them at their houses. I would say that's wrong right away.
Yes. Don't do that.
You can ask for more.
Yes.
There's this whole thing of like for women that feels like being
trying
difficult.
Because there's just like in culture, like we've had such a stereotype of like women who are like demanding like all sure. that, like, you know, because I think in the past it was like, you have to do this and this and this and this mm-hmm. and this, and then I'll have sex. So like women are trying to be like, no, I'm not like a nightmare. Like, you.
Yeah, but, I don't need the, you know, the red carpet rolled out. So I'll just show up and
right.
suck
so
your
dick. So instead, I'll just like, yeah, just like hang out in your garage with you.
Yeah. Like, it's like there can be a medium.
Get a drink.
Yeah. However, I've known these guys and hung out with them at their houses, but I just feels like all they want to do is have sex.
Oh, wow. At home. So
the bedroom is right there. I've denied a decent amount of times because they have never even taken me out on a date, but continuously text me. I have a great personality and I have a great career, and my idea of a date is wings and watching sports, no fancy steak dinners. Yeah, that's the other thing. She's saying what we're talking about. No one's saying you're asking for fancy steak dinners.
Yeah.
A beer is really...
Just getting a drink is like the bare minimum.
And what we have to remember is I had a lot of people that would like, you know, that would say, let's get drinks to me all the time.
Sure.
And there was a period of time where I would go, I don't want to get drinks. What, they want to date me. And I was wrong. I didn't realize that a lot of these girls were like saying, let's get drinks. It really meant, let me just be at a bar with you in public
right.
for one fucking drink
right.
before we go to your apartment and fuck.
Yes.
And, you know.
I've had to say that to people.
I know.
And I'm like, can we just get a drink before we have sex? Because it feels insane what we're doing
I
right
know.
Now.
And what men need to realize, and we have to like, you have to shove your ego down.
Yes.
Because that's all ego. And I've been that guy where I'm like, I gotta go get a drink, and then they're gonna like me, and it's like no.
They just want to not just feel like a fucking prostitute.
Yeah, and it's not a steak. So I understand why she's like, I don't want the steak dinner. It's like
right.
I've been that guy. It's like I gotta go to the fucking. I gotta have an Aperol spritz. It just seems like now people sleep together, then get to know each other, then date. Is that true? Would love to hear your thoughts. Honestly, every guy I meet directly tells me that they want to hook up with me. I'm flattered by the compliment and the attraction, but is the loss of respect completely gone? Yeah, I'm with you. I've had so many boys ghost me in the last year. I truthfully think it was because I was not sleeping with them. At 25, I'm the only single friend in the group, and it's starting to get to me. The constant ghosting is getting old. Let me know your thoughts. She sent pictures of herself. She's very cute. She's
a
beautiful girl.
Really cute.
She sent another one here.
Great. Yeah.
Shelby.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You should say what celeb they look like, because everyone you say is cute.
Yeah, I know. What celeb would you compare her to?
I don't know.
Putting us on the spot.
Yeah, I can't really. I'm not good at that game of like establishing what people look like in comparison to celebrities.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm
Shelby,
very bad at it.
Do you have a celebrity person for this girl?
I don't.
Thank you. She's like a Meghan Markle.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
She's like a curvier Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Take curvy with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I don't know. She's just, I mean, Meghan Markle is like a stick.
Yeah. She's very
So, good. I mean, I'm just saying it's not Meghan Markle, but it's also, she's cute. She's got dark hair, darker complexion,
great.
Whatever. Beyond that. It's not her looks are the reason this is happening.
Right.
This is happening to women across the country.
Yes. Whatever you look like.
Whatever you look like, this is happening. So what do you think the There's one line in this where she says, it seems like now people sleep together, then get to know each other, then date. What do you think about that?
I mean, I think that that's true in city. I wish I knew where she was, if she was in like a city or like.
Sure.
But I don't know. I mean, like.
But she's also saying I'm not sleeping with them. I think it's because I'm not sleeping with them that I'm getting ghosted.
Right.
That's not ghosting to me.
Right.
You know, ghosting, the definition to me of ghosting is having sex with each other, then someone disappearing.
Yes.
Which is totally different than having a conversation with someone going, here, I think of these as contract offers. You, sure. The guy offered you the contract of, I want to fuck you.
Yeah.
You looked at it, you go, I'm not going to agree to these terms.
Right.
And you sent it back with, I want to drink with you. And he looked at it and goes, uh-uh. And you walked away from the fucking table.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah,
that's not ghosting. That's two people that are on two different pages.
They're not on the same page.
Do you? I mean,
I think that that's true, but the inverse is also true. Like, I think that like I've been in as many like weird relationships where like it started with sex and ones that didn't. Like,
yeah,
it's been, like I think that like yeah, it's probably more common now than like 50 years ago. But
here's what I'll say, and I'll compare this to comedy.
Okay.
And I think I'm about to make a great point.
I'm very excited
I'm very excited for this point. Because I've never really thought of it this way. And I
don't let us down.
You know, in comedy, they'll tell you, they'll be, here we go.
Oh, very dramatic.
Here's, and now, J-Train, with a great point. Here's what I'll say. In comedy, there'll be these times where they'll go, we can't pay you, but it will be for promotion.
Yes.
And they'll go, you're going to get so much promotion out of this for your personal thing that's what we can pay you with in promotion.
Exposure.
Exposure. That's a big thing in comedy where it's like, we'll get you the exposure. There's no money, but there's exposure.
Right.
And you have to make the decision of whether you'll take the risk of exposure to not have the money.
Yes.
And for this girl, the guys, when guys offer sex, that's like the exposure. I can give you sex and then maybe you'll get to, people will get, I'll get to know you so well that we'll become boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right.
That's kind of the same thing as in comedy where it's like, yeah, you'll get the exposure, and people get to know you so well that they'll come to your shows, and you'll get paid because they'll buy tickets off the show. So it's a very similar thing that men are doing.
Yes.
My point to this girl, and what the rule I've made for myself with these comedy jobs that don't pay, is if I get mad going to the event, don't do the event.
Yes. 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 So if I'm like arms crossed on the subway, like angry that I'm going, I don't need to be doing that.
I don't need to be doing that.
I don't need to do that. I make money.
And the same could be said for a woman who's out there dating.
Yeah.
If you're going to have sex with a guy where you're going, I don't even know why I'm fucking having this sex. The sex is great, but I don't even, I got to get on a train. I'm not even getting a boyfriend out of this. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
And she's saying that they're leaving because they won't have sex. Yeah, they're leaving because you won't have sex. But they would have left anyways after you had sex and you would have felt like shit anyway.
Right.
So don't blame yourself.
Yeah, that's not a you thing. That's a them thing.
That's a them thing. So as long as you want to be in the situation, that's fine. So.
Right. If you're fine with like what's happening.
I'm just saying to this girl, like, it's about you're putting your taste in the guy's hand, it feels like.
Yeah.
Because she's like, well, maybe if I have sex first, then there'll be a relationship.
Right.
I can't tell you that will ever happen. I think whoever would have a relationship with you after sex would have done it before. Would have done it without sex.
Right. Either they want to date you or they don't want to date you. Sex is part of that, but it would have happened.
Women, I think a lot of women, and you could tell me if I'm wrong or not, they got to stop connecting sex to the relationship. Like, sex won't get you a boyfriend.
Yes.
Like
just because you have sex with somebody doesn't mean that a relationship is part of that contract.
No. And
it's like, oh, if I fuck him, then he'll like want to stick around. And it's like, no, he won't.
No.
Maybe he will, but like, but it's not because of the sex. It's because he wanted to be around anyway.
Exactly. No one's in 20-year marriages because they felt obligated off of one night stand.
Well, there's probably a couple.
There might be a couple. Well, now looking back, but like nobody's in a year-long relationship because they were
because
obligated
it was just
there.
Like, oh, we had sex once, so obviously gotta stick around.
And a lot of women are playing that game as if that's the rules.
Right.
And it's like to her where she's a beautiful girl. She's
stop going to guys' houses.
Yeah, don't go to houses. Like
not for the first hangs.
It is totally fine to meet a guy on an app and go, so when are drinks?
Yeah.
And have him go, well, why don't you just come over? And you go, I'm not going to your house.
Also, just like from a safety thing, I'm not loving that. Though you're doing okay.
Nobody has ever asked someone to come to their house to not come.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I've never been like, come over,
we'll
watch
a movie.
I got wine. Then you'll leave fully clothed. Right. We'll never touch each other.
But we'll love what Meryl did in that movie.
Yes.
Like, it's not.
That's not the end game. And it's because I'm looking at her and like, also, one of the pictures she sent had glasses on. If that's in your dating app profile, remove that. You can barely see you with the sun. That's a free one. If you want to pay for that type of advice, you can go to patreon.com/JaredFreed.
Hit up that Patreon.
That's right. Nice. Patreon's on fire right now. I had a great coffee with J Train this week.
It was one of the best I've ever heard.
Thank you.
Wow.
We talked about skinny nutritionists.
Ugh.
Is there anything worse than a nutritionist who's never dealt with weight issues?
No, I can't.
How are you living in this world?
No part of me wants to listen to what that person has to say.
No, I don't give a fuck about you and your balloon head with your skinny body.
Yeah.
Fuck off. I want...
Actually, one egg is enough for a lunch. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I need real food.
You don't... If you don't finish the fries on your plate, I don't want to hear about
your fucking nutritionist. I don't want to hear anything about what you think about losing weight.
Stop telling me about almonds.
Almonds.
Yeah. Almonds.
Handful of almonds. Stop telling me the size of my fist is the protein I should be having.
No. No, 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 no.
Fuck off. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Do we have time for one more?
We absolutely...
Actually, can we do two more? I got two really good
we'll
titles.
Blow through them.
We'll bust through them. Oh, this is long.
We spent
long.
So much time shitting on tuna at the beginning.
I know. This is long as fuck.
Oh,
but,
my God.
I mean.
It's good. It's fine.
It's good. Dumped on New Year's Eve. That's a great title.
Whoo, I'm interested.
Okay. I met an amazing guy on Hinge 4 months ago. Started dating exclusively immediately.
Whoa, okay.
We hit it off in every way. Always had so much fun together. He is a first responder and works 24-hour shifts and makes his schedule pretty hard. Jesus. But I've never complained in any way and makes it and always made it work. I knew he was super into the relationship because he would call every single day in his breaks at work. Hung out with me every day he had off. Wanted to know everything about me and remembered what I told him. A rarity these days. Wanted to meet my friends, followed my mom on Instagram.
Okay, that's...
That's too much.
Weird.
He even invited me to his family's Christmas Eve before we ever had the talk. He hasn't brought a girl around his family in 8 years and constantly told me how happy they were for him and I. At 3 months mark, we decided to officially be boyfriend and girlfriend. It was easy conversation.
Wait, what's the difference between exclusive and boyfriend and girlfriend?
I don't know, but there is this thing. I get asked a lot on this show where it's like, we're exclusive, but not labeled. Like, it's like,
what?
We're not having sex with anyone else.
Once you stop having sex with other people,
it's over.
It's a relationship.
That's to me as a guy wanting small print on the contract. To go back to that contract thing, to go,
sure.
Well, we're not together yet. It's basically like,
is it like the trial run for a relationship, kind of?
I think it actually is to make the breakup easier.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when you break up, you can go, hey, let's just stop talking. And you can go, well, we're not like in a relationship. Like, I just want to make sure we're in the same. You know, it's like that type of thing. 3 months, we decided to call official boyfriend, girlfriend. It was an easy conversation, full disclosure. I brought it up and he was really receptive. He said he even had already called me his girlfriend to his family, friends. Another note, I was his first girlfriend in 8 years. It was a red flag to me at first, but also he said he's really picky, tried to focus on work for a while. He's 31. I'm 28. My last relationship was 2.5 years ago.
All right.
Things were going great. I felt more confident in the relationship because he was so communicative and honest from day one than any ex I've ever had. He was always stressed about work, though. It was his first year, so it felt like he had to prove himself. Was tired a ton. Always understood. Okay. He had a terrible week at the work the day before New Year's Eve, and I had to work at 6 a.m. New Year's Day. Ugh. We went to a dive bar down the street with a couple of my friends on New Year's Eve, and I told him I had no issue leaving after midnight, knowing he had work. At the bar, he randomly said, "Would you be mad if I smoke cigarettes?" And one, I don't like cigarettes. Two, he obviously knew I wouldn't be happy about it, and I told him I didn't like cigarettes, and we bickered about it. Then he was finally like, "Okay, whatever, it's fine." I went to the bar to get another round. When I got back, he had gone outside to smoke the cig, knowing I would be upset, obviously. Feels like he planned the whole situation. This is about 15 minutes before midnight, and we were not talking in terrible moods. I couldn't understand he was acting this way. I was no longer about the cigarettes. It had been different about if he had been different about it, I would have cared, but he was like, "Fuck it, it's New Year's Eve." But he was I would have been like, "Fuck it, it's New Year's Eve." But he was defensive and argumentative for the first time ever. Then at midnight, he said I should stay at the bar with my friends, but he had brought all these things to my place to sleep over that night. I didn't want to end the night in a fight, and eventually we went back to my place. Got to my place, sat on the couch, coat still on, and he started word vomiting that he wasn't ready for a relationship, can't do this, and needs to focus on work. It's not you, it's me, the entire combo. I was so in shock that I didn't even have anything to say. Just before, he said he wanted to introduce me to his aunts and that he wanted to get a good pic of us together in a post on Instagram for New Year's Eve and brought all his work stuff to my place earlier the day to sleep over. All of this was him. I didn't suggest any of it. Most importantly, we were always happy and having fun. I was crying a little and he basically grabbed all his things and left. It's been days. I haven't heard from him at all. None of it makes sense. I'm still extreme shock. Question is, what the fuck happened? I can understand if he felt like he was losing time due to himself because he was always with me, or maybe he couldn't reciprocate the effort I was putting into the relationship, but instead of talking to me, he had an anxiety attack and basically went crazy. He also opened up about having extremely bad anxiety in the past. Do you think he will reach out? Should I reach out? I need more closure and don't understand. Help me understand. What do you think?
That is confusing.
Brutal story.
That's rough.
It is confusing because to me, when I read the title, I thought it was going to be, we got to New Year's. It was like a day before New Year's Eve.
Right. And it's like, we can't,
But this all doesn't make sense.
Very confusing. I mean, unless something just like switched in him and he was just like, wait, this is like just more than I can handle now.
I do say on this show a lot, beware of birthdays and holidays.
Yeah. Holidays. But she had just, and maybe just because she had just like gone home with him for Christmas and it was this whole thing. And he might have been like, whoa, what are we doing? That was really.
We're moving.
Right.
And a couple things I think. I think he might have had other people in the picture.
Yeah.
That's a reason to freak out like this. I'm not saying that's the case, but I'm just trying to go through all the options.
Sure, sure.
Did he have maybe someone else in the picture, someone else that he was dating, someone else that he was texting with? And
yeah.
There was a point, anytime you're texting with a bunch of people, whether it's cheating or
sure.
Whatever level it is, relationship, there is a point where it becomes too much and you gotta fucking shed one of the people.
Something has to go.
And he maybe, it's like you're robbing a bank and you know that there's a point where it's just like, we gotta kick this car to the side so we can escape. And you might be the car.
Sure.
And that's a possibility. That's the only reason I could see, that's a reason I could see the sudden freak out.
Yeah.
The cigarette thing makes sense because he just wanted to create a fight.
Yeah, right.
To get out.
Right.
So it's like, what else was going on? I can't tell you what happened. I could say it's either that or he was like, I don't want to be in a relationship. This is the new year. It's the same reason people try to lose weight after the new year.
Right. They're trying to shed whatever they didn't like about the previous year. But it's confusing. I don't know. What sucks is you might never know.
Well, that's kind of what my advice to her. She's like, should I
reach out?
You should reach out.
I think so.
You should.
You met his family. You're allowed to like get some closure.
That's the thing. This isn't you fucked once and now you want closure.
Right.
This is a whole thing. And you can spell it out. I would spell things out in me terms.
Yeah.
And just in the way you did this email. You brought me to the family. You said you wanted to be in a relationship. And this is where I was.
Right.
I was ready to make it work. The cigarette fight felt created because we could have talked that out and that could have been a bad night on the list of many good nights that we've already had.
Right.
How this happened so quick is what I need to know.
Yes.
And it's not you, it's me is not an answer I can receive.
Yeah. He needs to, you deserve more information.
You deserve more info. And I've been in that situation where someone asks for more info and I can't give it.
Yeah.
I do think he has more information.
There's more to this. Something has happened.
And if it's not you, it's me. Tell me the things that are going on with you.
Right.
If you say to me, I don't want to be in a relationship right now, that's even better than you running out with your stuff.
Yes. Right. You're like, I just need to be more free to do the things I want to do with my free time and my schedule is like this. And I feel like I'm not going to be great. Whatever the answer is.
If you said to me, I don't see myself marrying you, that's even a better response.
I think that so many people are so scared to give honest information sometimes. But I think in a case like this, it's you want to know because there's nothing worse than walking around being like, what was it about me that ruined this? And it's it actually wasn't about you. It was about or it was. And it's just that you didn't work and that's fine.
And also if you did this and I would get together.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, we got to get coffee.
Yeah. This is a in-person conversation.
But it's also don't get together to get back together. Right. You got to be done with this.
Right.
You don't want to be with someone who upends a New Year's Eve, doesn't even give you the respect of of sitting down with you and rationally having a breakup with you. This happens so quick that something is going on.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Allison Leiby. Where are we at right now?
Hour one.
Allison Leiby, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
At Allison Leiby on Instagram. Go follow. Go support. So funny. So great. You know her. You love her. Thank you for coming on. Shelby, thank you for bringing the news. Thank you for popping in.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. I'm Jared Fried. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. Come the 17th, St. Louis people. We'll be back next episode. Boom.